This is Jesse, GM of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast, and you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Hey everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Alright, this is Don Steele. And our adventure tonight is Deathwatch Oblivion's Edge. Our group, as before, is Kill Team Epsilon, comprised of Space Marines from the Deathwatch chapter. And we have four returning characters and two new characters. Five returning players and one new player. And let's have them identify themselves. Let's start with Brother Gregor.
Okay, I'm Silent Spider M from the Nerdbound Forums, playing Brother Gregor, a Stormborn Tactical Marine.
And Brother Lucian?
I am Tadanori Oyama, Tad, playing Brother Lucian, the Apothecary Ultramarine.
Brother Sephirin.
It's Freaky from the Forums, playing a Deathwatch Devastator Marine, Blood Angel.
And Brother Skull.
This is John H. from the Nerdbound Forum. I'm playing a Space Wolf Deathwatch Tactical Marine.
Okay, these are the four Marines who are stationed on Avalos already. We have two more new characters. We can introduce them now, but they'll be introduced in the adventure shortly. So, Brother Zada.
I am Ryo from the Nerdbound Forums. I'm playing Zada, a Blood Angel Assault Marine.
And Brother Zahariel.
I'm NB Neil, or DM Neil, from Nerdbound. And I am Brother Zahariel, the Tech Marine Dark Angel.
Excellent. All right, so Kill Team Epsilon. It has been about a day or so since you... Since we last looked in on you, your last act was to brutally mutilate the Gene Stealer Broodlord who had infested Avalos, the capital city of Landsholm. Was that the name of it?
I believe so, yeah.
I think so. Okay. Landsholm. The adventures of Kill Team Epsilon were sung about in story and song. They did such things as burning down the governor's mansion. You know, blowing up much of the industrial sector of the city, and ultimately killing the Broodlord. So it's been about a day since that happened, and I have some sad news for Kill Team Epsilon.
Oh, no.
Brother Elias has fallen.
No!
Kill Team Epsilon took it upon themselves to continue cleansing the Gene Stealers from Avalos. The task is a lot easier since the Broodlord died. But in an intense fight in the sewers... The Gene Stealers managed to overwhelm Brother Elias. So that's where we pick up with Kill Team Epsilon. You are standing among the ruins of what you assume are the last Gene Stealers in Lordsholm, or Landsholm. And Brother Elias's bleeding corpse.
I gotta carry that jerk gene seed for the rest of the adventure.
Indeed. Well, you could choose to leave it in his corpse if you wish.
Bullshit, I could.
Yeah, that's blasphemy.
Buy the book, man. Buy the book.
Exactly.
He said I could have his CDs.
They're back in his footlocker.
Look at his right palindrome. What does this say?
All right. Brother Lucian, if you would like to attempt to retrieve his gene seed, you need to make a difficult Medicaid test. So Medicaid minus 10.
Done. 03.
Oh, I'd call that success. All right. You have successfully retrieved Elias's gene seed. And, his sacrifice is not for nothing. What would you like to do now?
Well, let's stash his... we got to take him back. I mean, if we can recover his body, we should ensure that his equipment's returned to the chapter. So secure him at the military facility, and then we can plan our next stage of events.
Well, sure can. The military facility, it's taken a beating. In the last day, a lot of the PDF has fled the city. It is painfully obvious that the Hive fleet is coming. There is a pall over the world. And a lot of the PDF units who helped you win the city have deserted.
Bastards.
In fact, I propose we hole up the spaceport.
In doing so, well, the spaceport is a problem. It's not particularly secure either. The securest location, believe it or not, is the burning, smoking,
smoldering ruin of the Mother's Mansion.
The governor's mansion. It has defensible walls, and the ruins still provide some shelter. The building was, the bottom floor is mostly stone, so stone doesn't burn unless you're really, really trying.
We've been here 30 hours. I'm already sick of this planet.
So you have a few PDF troopers left, and Sindala has dropped her guise as Captain Asko.
Oh, great. So they know a shape-shifting Inquisitor's assistant was leading them.
Right. That's probably also contributed to the mass desertion.
Yeah.
Any of that. You have three Chimera troop transports. You've moved those to the grounds of the Governor's Mansion, and that is where you've set up base for now. So you could return Elias's remains there, or, I don't know, put him on a ship in the harbor and set him on fire. What would you like to do?
A Viking funeral.
Well, let's see. What was he? He was a Dark Angel, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Then I will I'll put him on hold because, frankly, the Dark Angels scare me. So, you know, they could. I'll leave him to somebody from his own chapter to deal with. If he was a Storm Warden or an Ultramarine, I would have set his ass on fire and, you know, set him on his way, but. Once we got his suit back, but a Dark Angel, I don't know what they do with their free time.
I think we should strap him to the top of a missile and launch him at the fleet.
What he would have wanted.
Doing what he loved.
Lock his right arm for his head, turn the power fist on, and fire him up at them.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, speaking of which, did his renowned inappropriate power fist survive?
It's there. None of you have the skill to be able to modify your armor to use it.
We need to find a tech marine.
Yeah.
We find one? We don't.
It's a real shame you don't have one.
Yeah. All right. So you successfully, between the four of you, successfully managed to move Brother Elias's slowly stiffening corpse back to the grounds. You lie him as best you can in state and cover him with a cloth so that he may rest.
Were we able to grab anything that we needed from the ammo supply area?
Yep.
That we had liberated?
You can restock your grenades, anything that you used. Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm carrying around a sack full.
Yes, yes, yeah.
All right. So you've gone back to barracks operations, keeping the manor secure. There are a few rebels around, but not very many. There's certainly no threat. And you've wiped out, as far as you know, you've wiped out the Gene Stealers. So a few days pass, you rest, you recuperate. And in the evening of day three, there is a hellish light in the sky, resolves itself into a burning meteor, which crashes, strangely enough, about four blocks south of the manor grounds.
Bound up, brothers.
Let's go investigate.
Let's roll.
Everybody in the van.
You can take a Chimera out there if you want, or you could walk.
So what's a Chimera transport? I'm not familiar with the term.
It's a troop transport.
No, is it a fly? Is it a truck? Is it?
No. It's a ground vehicle. It's wheeled. It's not tracked. There's a heavy bolted turret on the top. It carries. You know, it's supposed to carry troops.
Well, then I propose we take the Chimera. That way, we can drag anything back with us.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. It's built from Imperial specifications, so the size is such that Space Marines in armor can operate it.
Sweet. Zephram, you want to get up on that thing there?
Oh yeah. Can I take my own and, like, dual wield these things?
The controls for the turret mounted heavy bolter require both hands.
Oh.
But you could use your mag boots to stick yourself to the roof and have somebody else use it.
Anyway, stay on the inside.
You roll out, I believe the term is, and easily maneuver through the streets, through the pretty much deserted streets, to the smoking ruin that has been made of this building. Careful observation indicates that this is a heavily modified / stripped down dropship.
That's weird.
The hatch is closed. and the hull is cooling. There is nothing moving.
What kind of markings are on it?
It's Imperial.
Oh. In that case, let's...
Navy markings. There's a serial number, which I will not make up for you.
Can we hail on whatever chapter frequencies we have available?
Sure. Say whatever you'd like.
Brothers, are there any brothers alive on board?
There is no response.
Does anybody read? No response.
Man, too bad Elias is not here. We could have him knock.
Well, all your fists are encased in metal. You could knock pretty easily.
I'm going to scuff my gloves.
Can you apothecary scan for life signs?
Yeah, I will use my diagnoster helm to check things out.
There appear to be two life signs inside.
Humanoid?
They appear human. Yes.
Human, okay. All right, does anybody else have a chain weapon?
No, I was going to say, if you want to grab one side of the door, I'll grab the other. We'll just pull that open.
I was just going to buzz the lock, but sure, let's wreck the ship.
Okay, roll a couple of strength checks.
Yeah. T-Bolt roll. 1, 2, go.
Wait,
go
is
four.
It 1, 2, 3, and then we go, or is it 1, 2, and go?
Oh, 4! Ah!
Okay, you tear the door off in concert.
Oh, 5.
Don't waste those right now. Come on.
Go, Team Ultrawolf.
The door is no longer part of the dropship. A cursory glance inside, there are two reclining space marines strapped into crash couches. They are not awake. Would you like to make a Medicaid test, Brother Lucian?
I will. Oh, I fail. 97 out of 75.
Okay.
They're dead.
Well, you've seen this before. Fortunately, although your medical training seems to have fled you for now, fortunately, you recognized this setup before. Both space marines are wired to, for lack of a better term, intravenous fluid machines. They are in a state of suspended animation. Space Marines can bring the state on voluntarily by a few minutes of meditation, but it requires special drugs and medical supervision to bring them out of it. These machines that you see appear to be automated versions to administer that sort of drug.
So they're automated. Is there an on button?
There are two, one on each machine.
I will press the on buttons.
The machines stir to life and begin dispensing loads of Emperor Happy Go Juice into the reclining space marines.
Trademark.
It is a... yeah, thanks. It is just but a couple of minutes before their eyes start to flutter open. Oh, I should mention, the two space marines reclining are in Death Watch armor.
That's an important detail.
Yes. One of them is clearly a tech marine. You can tell because he has a giant servo arm coming out of the back.
Was the Astropath message received already?
Well, now is a good. That might be a good question for them because they are starting to wake up.
Oh, I'm just musing aloud to my battle brothers here. Any chapters have any particular dealings with psychers enough to understand this? Personally, I don't. Well, if there's a Black Templar here to ask.
No, no Black Templars, but you do seem to have a Dark Angel and a Blood Angel in front of you.
Sephiroth, you want to give him a wake up?
If I didn't make this clear, this is you guys and you're waking up.
Yeah, yeah. I just didn't know if am I awake?
You're awake enough to respond, yep. You guys wake up after your, the last thing you remember is an Imperial medic putting you to sleep. You wake up here and there is a Death Watch apothecary standing over you. He's wearing ultramarine insignia.
Was I loaded with only Zada?
Yep.
Into the dropship?
Yep.
Okay. I will sit up and look around and address them with, "Brothers, it seems I have arrived."
Indeed you have. Sought you Landsholm?
Indeed. We were sent as... reinforcements for your mission.
Ah, it is good our messengers received. We have suffered grievous wounds.
Brother Zahariel, you weren't given anything about a message.
Okay. I guess
you had a little bit on the landing, did you, son?
I guess he wouldn't. I guess he. Well, you can see that he looks confused. He says there was no word of a message.
Huh? You were sent as reinforcement. Well, that is certainly good in its own right. Come on, step out of the ship. We should get you and your. We should get you and your friend back. What name are you called, brother?
I am Brother Zahario.
I am Brother Lucian.
Zeta will pound his fists against the reclining chair and leap to his feet. And he will scream out some sort of battle cry and state his name as being Zeta.
Okay. Zeta and Zahariel, your gear was stored aboard the ship. It's very easy for you to retrieve. You stowed it.
I will collect my missile launcher and flamer. In case anyone doesn't know that I'm carrying badass weapons.
I think good fit in good here, brother.
I will,
okay, it's almost unload. Just someone created you for this task.
It seems I fit into a noticeable gap in your ranks.
It's convenient. The Emperor's will be done.
The Watch Commander is brilliant, I can see.
Indeed. Well, come on. Everybody into the Chimera transport. We'll take you back to our base of operations and fill you in on the situation.
Zeta straps in his chain sword and his combat knife and is ready to go.
Okay. So you load back into the Chimera transport and drive back to the manor grounds.
All right. I will give them the background on our current situation, and when we arrive, I will take Brother Zahariel to show him the bad news.
This
your battle brother is dead.
Yeah. He'll ask for a few moments in order to perform the last rites.
This would be as far as Dark Angels go, this would be something that other Space Marines were not a part of unless they were Dark Angel.
We don't get to see it.
Yeah. So I'll assume everyone leaves the room and then he'll perform whatever rites would be appropriate for a Dark Angel.
Yeah, I don't know specifically what they are either. So
I'm not sure that's actually detailed in the book, but I know that they are extremely secretive about their.
There certainly are some things that you have to do, and you do them. You make your chapter proud. Okay,
that's all I'm here to do.
Yep. All right. So you fill in the new arrivals on the situation. They were briefed in Watch Fortress Arioch about the Gene Stealer infestation, and they have arrived to be of absolutely no help in cleansing the infestation. But that's okay. They're Space Marines. They don't get down.
what is this planet, by the way?
Avalos.
Okay, so we're on the planet that we were meant to purge.
Yes, you're on the planet you were meant to land on, but you are the only pod that got there.
Okay.
Yeah, it does seem. I was going to ask you, were you guys shot through space in just the pod? Did somebody drop you off?
We were sent in just the pod, right? That's
Yep.
Yeah. No, I will inform them that we were sent in these. The pods were actually retrofitted with Geller fields and warp engines, and it seems as if it is unfortunate that the rest of our brothers were not as fortunate as Zada and I.
Just like Dragon Ball.
Zing. I'm going to scream for half an hour now and power up, so you guys go do whatever you're going to do for like another 6 or 7 episodes.
That's fine. I'm going to teach these two guys how to use together.
Cool. We got a plan then. Let's go.
Awesome. Break.
I guess we also let them know, too, then that there's a whole fleet on its way.
Yeah, being a state of suspended animation, you guys probably couldn't just look out the window and see this, but there's a huge fleet of flying squid in the orbit around the planet right now, and there's a whole lot more coming.
This is troubling and seems to contradict the information we were given prior to launch.
We were reassured that the gene suitors were wiped out.
Well, indeed. It's been that kind of day for all of us.
Indeed, the gene stealers. The gene stealers on the planet have indeed been wiped out.
Mm-hmm. It's not our job to assign blame, but I'd say the Inquisitor are going to fuck this one up.
Interesting. Right. We were told latest intelligence placed High Fleet Dagon at the spiral edge of the Orpheus Salient, that they would not be this close to Avalos.
That's only the beginning of the bad news. I will show him the picked recording of the gene stealer claws that I recovered. High Fleet Dagon is not a Hive Fleet. It's a Splinter Fleet.
This is troubling. We should eliminate them immediately.
Exactly my thoughts.
How is it troubling what it means we get to go into battle?
It's troubling that they would be here.
That means we can fight them.
Indeed, I suggest we move quickly then.
As resolved as you are to fight Tyranid, it is another 12 hours before you see any more sign of them. About 4 days after the end of the Lord's Home Uprising, the alien clouds start to darken the skies. There is no doubt what is coming next. People who have survived the uprising cower deeper in their hiding places, and spores start falling from the sky. But all does not appear to be lost. The Manor's Vox relay was not destroyed during the fire, and it crackles to life. There is a voice on the other end calling, Death Watch unit, any Death Watch unit, please respond.
This is Kill Team Epsilon, Brother Lucian.
This is Fleet Captain Cobb. My fleet has just made orbit. We are on the far side of the planet from the Tyranid Hive Fleet. They haven't taken any interest in us yet, but it's good to know you're there.
Stay the hell away from the moon, man. We tried that once. It didn't work.
Okay, we will steer clear of the moon. Roger.
Excellent.
My orders are to extract any remaining members of the kill team and a Calidus Temple assassin named Sindala. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can you give me a status on your team?
Kill Team Epsilon is active, -1, +2. We've received reinforcements, but one of our brothers has fallen.
Okay. Our preliminary sensors indicate there is one available landing zone in the city. Where have you gone to ground?
The governor's mansion. What remains of it?
Are you familiar with the spaceport in Lord's Home?
I am, Captain.
That's the only place with enough space where we can land a shuttle. We can be there in about 2 hours.
Then it shall be so.
All right. Meet you there. Cop out.
All right. I will inform my brothers. All right, guys, we got to roll.
Sorry, did we say we were leaving?
Well, we're not gonna fight a ground war here. Everybody's run away. We can hold on. I can't hold the city against the Tyranid fleet.
Anybody have any Xenos lore sort of skills?
Xenos as a basic skill.
I do. I have it trained actually.
Go ahead, give it a roll.
Uh, 94 out of 60.
Let me give it a shot.
I'm trained 30.
Oh, 51 out of 45.
There it is. 60 out of 40.
Outside of massive planetary defense emplacements, like orbital cannons and things like that, there is no stopping a Tyranid invasion from the ground.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're armed to Crag. That's what I thought. Follow me.
If you stay in Lord's Home, you will be overwhelmed and consumed. You might take a lot with you, but you're not going to survive.
Okay. What do we want to do with the Power Fist?
All of Brother Elias's equipment and his body are coming with us. We'll put him in the truck. I'm not leaving him here to be consumed by Tyranid.
You also have, you may remember, Governor Parian Thorsholt.
Yeah, him and the Astropath.
He and Alsharna and
the Hall of
about 20 planetary nobles are holed up in the tower.
Okay, and how many soldiers are we talking about? Like two squads left? A lot of them ran away, right?
Most of them have ran away. Whereas you were working with when I described a unit in the last game, that was approximately a platoon.
Yeah.
You have maybe 10 or 15 soldiers left.
Oh, well, that's actually pretty in keeping with my plan then. So we've got just a few battle brothers, one assassin, one governor, 20 nobles, and a few soldiers. I'd say with a little lap-on-lap seating, we could get everybody into the three transports and haul ass.
Everybody will fit in the transports.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then what I want to do is load up the transports. I want Sephiron on one of them. I want Gregor on one of them. And I want Scold on one of them. You guys man the guns.
Roger.
We're going to head in.
Will do.
Will do.
Hit them hot.
Oh, and before, let's see, we're ending the mission, so we're still actually under the effects of our old oath. We won't be taking a new oath until we start a new mission. So we'll worry about that when it comes.
Right, and this was the Oath of Knowledge?
The Oath of Knowledge, just since we didn't actually originally swear an oath on the old mission, I'm just still assuming we're operating under the Oath of the Emperor, which is the most generic oath you can get. Basically, an oath happens like right when the mission starts.
Whoever's
the team leader leads everybody in the prayer, and that's when the oath starts. So this is the end of our old mission, so I'm assuming we're still operating under the Oath of the Emperor.
Oh, you can take a new oath if you want to.
Okay, well, in that case, before we head for the ship, I will lead everyone in the Oath of Knowledge, in which I will impart the best ways for them to avail themselves of the destruction of the Tyranid based on my superior knowledge.
Okay, so functionality-wise, that means that everybody gets plus 10 to any attack versus a Tyranid creature.
Kill those bugs.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you guys on top, Brother Zeta, I've had little time to learn the intricacies of your own position, but based on my initial understanding of your abilities, I would like you to be on top.
That's what she said.
You will ride with the transport carrying the governor. I want you to stand on the top. Sephiron will be your gunner. Keep your sword out and stay on the top. In the event that anything attempts to overwhelm the vehicle, you can deal.
That sounds fine.
Just don't
throw anything that moves.
The storm bolter thing and the alien.
Yes, don't stand in front of the heavy bolter, okay? Just I'm assuming that Blood Angels can understand cooperation.
I have a reputation for just killing everything.
I have that reputation too.
Almost as if you two shared some sort of genetic similarity.
Yeah.
Affinity for killing. But
that seems
a little too strange.
My armor and I are almost like one.
How sweet.
All right. Anybody have any objections or refinements to the plan as set forth by Brother Lucien?
I'm fine. I guess I will be in the rear transport?
Yeah, okay. So you've got three transports. Who's in the first, second, and third?
Are you guys willing to be assigned?
I'll take
that one.
All right. I want the governor in the middle transport. I want the assassin in the fore transport. And the rear transport will just, you know, take whatever. We'll spread the nobles out as they'll fit. We'll spread the soldiers out as they'll fit. Do a pretty even spread. I want both Blood Angels on the first transport. I want Brother Scold manning the gun on the rear transport and Brother Zahil acting as a top defender with your missile launcher ready. And then Brothers Gregor and myself will be assigned to the middle vehicle.
And then the only other question I have is which transport is Elias in?
Elias will be in the center.
Middle. Yeah.
So he's riding with a governor?
I would have requested that. So
Elias is riding fucking shotgun, okay? He's the person I'm most interested in getting off this planet. Oh, wait. The Astropath will be in the last vehicle then, along with the Holocard.
Okay. Elsharna is more or less unconscious. She's sort of walking catatonic.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Zahariel will request the Astropath be placed in the center and the governor in the back, as she's more valuable tactically.
I like that idea.
I acquiesce.
All right.
So, fine. The governor gets to ride along with the gets to ride along with the Space Wolf and the Dark Angel.
He likes me anyway.
Yeah, he does. He smokes cigars.
And I find him to be dispensable.
That's almost exactly what we said.
My guy is very pragmatic.
I almost killed him last time.
Yeah, you gave it your best shot. You really did.
I love the callous way that Brother Sephiroth employed that heavy bolter. Like, I don't care who's in the way. Fire.
Full auto. That's all it has, right?
That was absolutely fantastic. All right. So you load up the transports. You herd the refugees into the transports. You rumble the giant diesel engines. There's a throbbing roar, and they roll through the gates of the governor's mansion, and you head south towards the Portica district and the spaceport, which is at the far south edge of the city. You haven't even crossed most of Magisteria district when there is a ominous darkening in the sky above you.
Oh, damn.
Would you like to roll perception?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, and I kept forgetting about this last time, so I'd like to remind you guys, we get a massive bonus to our perceptions because of our two heightened senses.
Yeah. Yeah, it's plus 20 to perception rolls.
Yeah. So I pass.
Dude, I fail.
I have 5 degrees of success.
Okay. There is something falling, basically more or less right at the transports.
Reinforcements?
You could roll, yeah.
Evasive maneuvers.
You could roll your Xenos or Tyranid lore skills and see if you could identify it.
I will do so.
Do you alert the rest of us?
09.
It's a mycetic spore. You have seen them before at McCraig. They are Tyranid drop pods.
How high can the heavy bolters traverse?
They can traverse probably about 50 degrees.
Okay, so they can't shoot straight up at these things.
No, they cannot shoot straight up. And now, you guys are still rumbling forward. The spore is on sort of an intercept course. You could slow down, and it would crash in front of you. You could speed up and see if you could, you know, like, beat the train.
Yeah.
Have about 4 seconds to make this decision.
I call all speed forward, and I call Brother Zahal to clear the path with his... with his 24-foot blast radius missile launcher.
Yeah, is there anything... you mean in our way, right?
I mean, shoot them in the air. You can aim...
Oh, okay. Then...
Your missile launcher is not mounted to anything but your arm. You can point it wherever you want.
Yeah, I would like to fire then. I'm going to use, though, a crack grenade.
Missile.
Really want to kill that pod, huh?
I'm so fucking pissed at this whole mission already. I'm ready to just tear these ones a new one. So I have a 250-meter range on this.
It's within your range. You're going to be at minus 10 because the vehicles are moving.
Okay, and then so that negates out our plus 10 for the Oath of Knowledge, correct?
Yeah, sure. Straight ballistics.
Good luck to me.
Take a half round.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other thing is you can take a half action or even you don't have enough time for a full action.
Yeah, I'll do a half action. That's a plus 10, right?
Yes.
So that's 21 against a 55. So
okay. Roll your damage.
All right, 4d10. 4d10 for a crack. 2d10 for frag.
Oh yeah. 4d10 plus 6.
Yeah. So it's 15 plus 6, 10 penetration. So that is, that's 21, 10 penetration.
Okay. Brother Zahariel stands on top of the transport, lines up his missile launcher, and fires his missile. And it streaks with unerring accuracy directly at the mycetic spore. Penetrates. And the spore is probably... 25, 30 meters off the ground when it explodes. And that happens and you drive under it. This would look really awesome if we had a great special effects budget.
Michael Bay.
It no sooner explodes than the lead Chimera plows through what turns to be raining Tyranid parts.
Delicious.
Turn on the wipers.
There may have been
wait,
a couple
that's probably a bad idea to soak the blood angels in gore. That only makes them happier.
There may have been a few Tyranids that survived, but they're quickly pulped by the next two transports that come running through.
Reload, brother.
Very nice.
It is done.
Good shot.
Okay. You get to the edge of the Magistria District, where it meets Portica, and the road you're on, the bridge is blown out.
Like, blown out Dukes of Hazzard would jump this, or blown out, like, no way?
It is, there's maybe 4 feet of bridge on either side of the river.
Oh, that's a big river and everything.
Yes, it is a big river. There's, the Chimera has the aerodynamic properties, all of the aerodynamic properties necessary for it to fall like a rock.
Oh, that's lovely. I survey the area to see if any other bridges or methods are intact.
You're going to, what, walk out onto the bridge and look
down? I'm standing on top of the middle Chimera. I'm just going to look and see if I can see. It was the one bridge, right? I mean, we had other access.
No, there are many bridges across this river. Downriver, you see nothing but open bay. Upriver, you look at Fabrica. There aren't any bridges between you and Fabrica that are intact.
Oh, they're all burned out, huh?
Well, they're all burned out or damaged. Yeah, because the rebels blew so many of them.
Right.
And there is, you remember from your exploits in entering Fabrica before, there's no bridge from the Fabrica side. All those were destroyed.
Yes, there was that slight problem.
So your best bet is to sort of parallel the river and head over where the Magistria District meets Calistria.
Yeah. All speed, brothers. Who have we got driving? I'm assuming just some of the recovered soldiers are driving since they actually know the city.
Well, you can decide who's driving.
Yeah. I'd rather leave the Space Marines on top to deal with problems.
Okay. Then you have loyal PDF troopers who are operating the vehicles, and of course they have driving skills because it's their transports.
Indeed.
Okay, they turn on the GPS and push the detour button and find a route west.
The avoid ghetto key?
That never works for Monty.
Unfortunately, you push the avoid ghetto key and that will eliminate Calistria, and then suddenly the GPS asks you, okay, can you swim?
Aww.
All right, so you haul proverbial ass. And you've started to notice Tyranid creatures. You see Hormigaunts. Hormigaunts are, think of them like Zerglings. They run on all fours. They have very sharp four talons. They exist to feed. You can see one or two darting in and out of buildings. Not the ordinary giant swarms that you are accustomed to seeing them in, but there are definitely Tyranids on the ground.
Well, fire, I guess, Adam.
Well, you can only see them in flashes and go, these Chimeras are really hauling ass.
Forbidden right. Lore Xenos check real quick.
Okay.
Oh, I fail. I was just going to see whether firing random shots at them would scare them off or attract them.
even money.
Yeah. So, I
got a 43. I got a 43 out of 60 on said check.
Okay.
Would I know if the best way to escape, whether to confront them or keep going?
If you reduce their numbers enough,
keep going either way. Edist was curious if having the heavy bolters spray fire into the buildings would deter them or just make them like, oh hey, there's something alive. We should chase that. You know,
eat.
With Tyranid, you could go either way. You know, usually it's just like it's like zombies. You know, it's not that you want to like keep them off you; it's that you don't want them to know you're there.
Yeah.
So, shooting at him is actually a bad idea.
Lucian's check, he figures, well, even money, we might attract him, we might drive him off. Zahariel's check, that sort of activity when they are swarming a city for the first time, you're positive that would attract Tyranid attention.
I will inform my battle brothers to hold their fire.
You still shooting, Sephron?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I can't resist killing things.
So you're gonna shoot, take a couple of shots?
Yeah, I think you get the better of it.
You can roll one ballistic test, and we'll just assume that anytime you see movement, you're gonna shoot at it. So roll a ballistic test just now.
Is there any bonuses for using this gun?
Oh, I'm firing at full auto, so plus 20.
Your bonus is, you're firing full auto and you're not expending your own ammunition.
Okay, so 60 versus 18.
Okay.
Or 90 if we get that plus 10 for the oath.
Oh, you absolutely do.
So 3 degrees.
Okay, so you successfully blow apart a few. You know you blow apart a few Hormigaunts. But the vehicles are moving too fast for you to, go dismount and take a couple of trophies.
Well, okay. Allowing him to continue, I will briefly order the squad to form up, as is our ability. So I know we're not technically next to each other, but I am calling for the squad to enter squad mode.
Okay.
We can take a turn.
No, you can
go with it.
Yeah,
we don't have to roll it unless we're in immediate danger. It just takes one action to be enter squad mode.
Yeah, this is narrative time. You don't.
Yeah, all right. Basically, it's just like, okay, everybody, flip the switch on your helmet that says squad mode, and we all link up, so.
Yep. Okay, so you are all in squad mode. There you go. You're our cohesive unit. And what is the squad's cohesion?
9.
9? Holy crap.
I've got a 5. I've got 1 for being a tech for being an ultramarine. I've got 1 for my armor. I've got 1 for... having command skill.
Command.
Oh, wait, it was eight.
Okay, well, 8 is still impressive. When I was thinking it'd be 5. Anyway, okay. that's fantastic. All right. So you are, each of you takes the time to note each other's positions. You are a cohesive unit, and you are stronger for it. Okay. The next thing that happens, you've skirted the wide spot in the river that surrounds Fabrica, and you do find a surviving bridge.
Hooray.
Are you going to just order, drive it across? Actually, I'll tell you what. You find a surviving bridge, but the lead Chimera driver stops and looks up at Brother Lucien and says,
"Why do you stop?
Sir, we ought to take this slow. You could roll perception if you like."
I will.
I fail.
Dice got away from me.
Fail again.
Fail. I just barely fail. Oh.
I have a 12.
From your earlier romps through the city, you realize this bridge had been destroyed and has been hastily repaired. It does not look sturdy.
I'll just have our tech marine hold it up while we drive across it then.
Pardon me for just a second.
I mean, that's what he's there for, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was assuming I could just run across and try and do some kind of additional hasty repairs that would be significantly better.
It's probably pretty impractical. This bridge is like a quarter mile long.
Super glue?
Duct tape.
I have
duct
a
tape.
Giant arm. I can lift steel girders at just the moment's thought. I can just do it right off the top of my head.
Just throw the vehicle.
If we had 2 minutes, I totally would do it, but we don't.
Well, just spray heavy fire while I fix it.
That being divine.
These guys want heavy bolters. Just let them freaking just go all out.
I have this vision of you like just slamming things down to this bridge while bullets ricochet off everything around you.
All right, I apologize for having to mute my mic there. My wife had a question for me. So
sure.
have you thought of a course of action?
Would it be practical?
Your drivers say that the Chimeras can probably cross one at a time, moving very slowly.
Oh, man, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Let's just cover each other. It'll be okay.
Is there any chance the Tech Marine could do any quick repairs to further reinforce it?
What kind of skill could you... I'm sorry. I don't have any of your... unlike last game, I don't have any of your sheets in front of me. I trust you guys.
I have tech use. I have...
I couldn't really think of a skill, because it's not really tech use. It'd be more like...
Repair.
Hell, I mean, just like holding up a bridge is practically a carouse check.
Well, I was thinking, do you have a skill you have to roll for to dig in to improve your armor?
No, that's just automatic.
It's an automatic thing. Okay.
It just takes a full action.
We could just have him take a full action and apply his AP bonus to the bridge.
I say, yeah, absolutely. You're a tech marine. Ingenuity is your thing. You can use the same principles that you use to reinforce armor or reinforce cover to strengthen the bridge. You're no structural engineer. Like I said in the last game, you're not much on construction, but you're definitely destruction. So you can come up with something if you'd like to spend a turn, walk out onto the bridge, and see what you can do.
I'm going to run out over the bridge, and I'm going to MacGyver this thing.
While he starts doing that, I'm going to call the squad for strong point.
Okay. Zahariel, I'd like you to make... I'm going to call this an intellect test, just to have you roll some dice.
Okay. Let's see what I got.
Strong point is one of the provided skills.
It is.
Provided ones? Okay.
And I'm going to declare myself the center.
And why don't you remind everybody what strong point does?
Excellent. I would be happy to. Gentlemen, strong point creates what's basically a kill zone. As long as we don't move, and since we're all riding on top of vehicles, we're probably not going to have to move too much. Anybody that's within support distance of the center, which in this case is going to be 30 meters of me, you get a plus 20 ballistics or weapon skill test against any target that I call. You can reroll damage, and you can use your reaction to make a standard attack. So basically, this just lets us shoot at one thing a lot. You don't have to attack the called shot tall target, but I can call a target basically as a free action. Just pick the thing and say, kill that.
Okay.
All right, and I rolled a 16 out of 60, so four degrees of success.
You spend about 2 minutes with your servo arm, and... you have made some definite improvements. The bridge is in much better repair than it was a few minutes ago.
Brothers, quickly!
Skull pounds on the top of the thing and says, let's go, let's go!
The drivers say that one at a time is still probably the best idea, but they can go much quicker now.
Okay.
I will actually rack my frag grenades, or frag missiles, and stand in the middle of the bridge covering them as they go across.
Cool, okay. And you just swing up onto the last truck when it goes by.
Exactly.
Yeah I'll throw my hand down and grab you.
Blood Angel Transport, first across.
Okay. Let's see. All right.
That doesn't sound good.
There are some ominous creaking noises as the first Chimera crosses, but it makes it across.
Mm.
And then Elias Transport is the next one? Or, I'm sorry, the Blood Angel went first, right?
Yeah, the Blood Angels went first, and then it's the...
Gregor and Lucien.
Gregor and Lucien.
Okay. Oh, whatever ominous creaking it was going to do, it got out of its way on the first one. Your transport crosses with no trouble at all.
Oh, well, I actually don't like that much. Creak. No, creaking's done. Oh, dear.
Is there anything within range at this point? 250 meters?
Anything.
any
enemies? Stuff.
Basically, anything that looks hostile.
Not particularly.
Okay,
actually,
will maintain my ready.
Roll a perception test.
All right.
Pass.
34 out of 35.
Okay, Neil passed. Who else rolled one? And I heard who said
Gregor.
Gregor, and you're on that third vehicle?
Yeah, we're driving across now. Oh,
yeah,
second.
We're on the second vehicle, but I also passed.
Okay.
I passed too. 3 degrees.
When the third transport is over about halfway across,
about to grab Brother Zaharil.
That's right. They're just pulling up to Brother Zaharil. There's a hissing and screaming noise from below you. A winged horde flies up and sort of surrounds that first vehicle. These are, you could roll your Xenoslore.
I will do so.
I will as well.
Failure.
Fail.
Fail.
Oh, and against what is it?
Pass.
Delicate. Pass.
Okay. The fail people see that there are winged monsters attacking the bridge. Attacking the center transport on the bridge, or the third transport on the bridge. The pass rolls realize that this is a genetic variation of the Termagant called a gargoyle. They are winged Tyranids. They fly around, and they're basically humanoid in shape, except they have wings spreading out of their back. And they not only have rending talons, but they carry flesh borer weapons.
Oh, man. I've been collecting rending talons, so I want to get a chainsword that has razor sharp on it.
They are now shooting at the transport, which is a hit, and Brother Zaharil, which is sort of the opposite of a hit. And
that would be a miss.
Brother Gregor, which is a hit. You guys can roll dodges if you like. Both of you pass, so you're not surprised.
Oh, 11, that's a dodge.
I totally do not dodge.
Okay.
Gregor dodge.
Or shoots these, they're sort of fat white maggoty slugs. And they shoot at high velocity, and on impact, they explode into corrosive slime. So the transport is hit a couple of times, and Brother Gregor steps out of the way. But Brother Zaharil is clipped.
Can I reach down and grab him?
They don't do much damage.
I'll haul him up.
I'm going to do 13, Neil, but I think your armor and toughness absorb it all.
Toughness is going to be a 5 plus the minimum armor is 9.
Your toughness is actually like a 12, depending on your location.
The location was the body. So yeah,
your body not only has improved toughness from being a space marine, but because you have a synthetic component in your body, that adds an extra 2.
I have a 23.
All the math is. I put the math on the forum, man.
Okay.
Forums.
Note to self: I have to do at least 24 damage to Zaharil to penetrate. Okay.
Only in his guts. You can hit him with less if you attack his head. Yeah.
Okay,
or
so
leg.
12 isn't going to do it. You are hit solidly by one of those maggots, but and corrosive slime sprays everywhere, but it doesn't seem to be harming you. What would you guys like? Actually, you should roll initiative now.
Well, are we looking at a horde, or are we looking at individuals?
It is a gargoyle horde.
In that case, I will roll my initiative. I will get an 8. And I will use a reaction rather than wait for my own turn to call the target.
Okay.
Over the box, shoot the horde. That's why I'm leader.
Do we get any bonus beyond just our agility for initiative?
Nope.
Not unless you have some feat that gives you another one.
Okay, just checking.
Zephyrin's at 10.
Scold's at an 8.
Gregor's at 7.
Zaharil, 7.
Data is 11.
Ooh. And Lucian?
I'm 8.
Remember last time how I said I should write that down?
Yes, I do.
I totally wrote it down.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
This is the internet. You could be doing anything.
Brother Zada. Well, I didn't write anything. I typed it into my Excel spreadsheet. Ooh, fancy.
You carry the Emperor's will as your torch. With it, destroy the shadows.
Brother Zada, what would you like to do?
How far away is that third truck?
It's at the center of the bridge. We're going to call the bridge over the river. It's maybe 75 meters long.
100 meters?
It's a little out of my charge range.
Maybe. I'm going to call it 75, and
I'm going to tell you this from a Game Master-specific perspective of somebody who's run another Death Watch game.
Okay,
do not charge the horde. Not a great idea. Hordes get free melee attacks against anything that isn't even remotely close to them at the start of their turn.
I will delay then, or ready in action in case they
you could shoot them.
Yeah, I don't shoot so well.
That's why you get the plus 20 and the plus 10 and the plus 20 for firing on automatic.
And were you...
both are on full auto and you get a plus 50.
Well, plus 50, that makes things a little different.
Yeah. I thought this out, man. There's a reason I elected myself leader.
I'll use a bolt pistol then and shoot off a... well, I can't do full auto, but I can do semi-auto.
Semi-auto, so that's plus 40.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, it's also a horde. Is this a horde significant magnitude to provide a bonus?
I don't remember what the bonus is. The magnitude is 30.
Yeah, that's going to be a bonus.
I think that's plus 10. Is that right?
The horde bonuses are pretty big. It might be like 20.
Yeah, but
it's double check. But
it's a small horde. Where's the table?
Remember, horde magnitude just applies to general threat. There might only be 10 gargoyles in a horde in a magnitude 30 horde. So
yeah, that's true.
So it's like a plus 50 then?
Yeah, just call it plus 50.
That's,
on top of your base skill. Here we are.
Yeah,
magnitude
85, and I rolled a 16.
And that was semi-auto. How many shells are in the semi-auto?
Three.
Pistol, that's three.
Okay. So that's all three.
Yep. Hey, magnitude 30 is a plus 30. It's a massive target.
Yeah. I have five penetration. Let's see, damage-wise...
2d10 plus 5, and it's tearing, so you roll 3 dice.
All right, and then drop the lowest one.
Right. And if you get a 10, you roll again.
Well, wait a minute. It's a horde. You don't have to roll damage.
Oh, that's right. Ha! Awesome. Oh, dude, Neil, shoot straight up.
Yeah. I've already loaded the frag missiles.
Okay. Let's see, that's Brother Zeta. Good. He definitely clips some wings from the Gargoyle Horde. Brother Sephiron, you're next.
So let me get this straight. It's plus 80 total?
No, plus 50.
Well, but he's using
onto your
full
base.
Auto.
Yeah, if you fire on full auto, you've got 10 for the oath, you've got 20 because I called the shot, you've got 20 for full auto, you've got 30 for it being a massive horde. So it's plus 80.
And then I have 60 anyway. Am I rolling against 140 or just...
you're rolling to make sure that your bolter doesn't jam.
Rolling against 140 determines your degrees of success, which is relevant with a full auto weapon.
Because I can get all 10 on that.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll roll then.
It's explosive, so it doesn't bonus damage afterwards.
I rolled 96.
You rolled a 96?
Yeah, that's pretty
bad. Oh, god damn it.
Is that a
guess
jam?
What?
That's
sure
a jam. Oh.
They're using the turret. Okay.
Yeah.
There is
Kill me, Blood Angels.
There is a click. Rattle, 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 rattle. And everybody on that vehicle knows that Sephiron's bolter turret is jammed.
These defense forces should be executed for their upkeep of their weaponry.
Zahariel, you probably didn't hear that. You're too far away and you're being surrounded by screaming
appalled.
Gargoyles. But if you were there, you would be really pissed at Sephiron. You'd be pissed at him later.
Yeah, from the center of the swarm of gargoyles, we hear, was that a jam? Did I hear somebody jam?
Okay.
Due to technical difficulties, I will be narrating for Neil for the next 6 minutes.
We lost
Yellow.
Me.
Oh, yeah, I dropped there for a second.
Okay, yeah, it's like everybody's back. All right, so that was Brother Sephiron, Brother Lucian, and Brother Skuld. You both go on 8?
Yeah, well, I will open fire on full auto with my bolter.
Okay.
I got a 17. That's going to be maximum degrees of success. So, 4 degrees plus 1 for explosive.
Okay. And Brother Skuld.
All right, can I aim the heavy bolter that's on the vehicle at the horde or no?
Oh, you're on. It won't. Yeah. You're surrounded. You can point it off in one direction.
If you can't hit the guys who are on you, then yeah.
All right, I'm rolling against 138.
Did you get bonus for close range?
Then it's even higher.
I don't think range applies on a horde. It's just there.
Oh yeah, good point.
All right, I rolled a 59 against 138. So is that maximum degrees of success? Is that
not quite. Maximum 10.
Oh, okay.
I think you only did 10 damage.
It's at least 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brother Gregor and Brother Zahariel.
Okay. Gregor will roll against a 128. Don't jam. All right, 77. And
28, okay.
Heavy bolter, what's a heavy bolter, 2d10?
It doesn't
No,
matter.
You don't roll damage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's degrees of success plus bonuses.
Yeah, so, geez. 77 out of 124. That'd be 5?
Yep, I got it. Brother Zahariel.
This aerial fires his missile launcher with a frag grenade. He rolls a very low number.
You kill the rest of them. They're all dead.
Yeah. He is designed to kill hordes.
Okay. You have eliminated the gargoyle threat. With a metal clang, Brother Skull's hand meets Brother Zahariel's, and he swings up onto the transport. As the Chimera runs along or finishes crossing the bridge, you form back up into your regular marching order and keep driving.
Ooh, I got a good Space Marine quote for this one. I got a good Ultramarine one here. Our presence remakes the past.
Doesn't our presence change the future?
It does that too.
You get used to it.
I'm an apothecary, man. I don't deal in the quintessential.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.